Maxi, defeating an All-Ireland semi-final, I know this is a really, really hard one to take for you.
Yeah, very tough. You know, we felt we had a great chance of winning today. You know, we knew we would put it up to me, then, as I say, we thought we had enough to try and get over the line, but look, it wasn't to be.
Yeah. In that first half, certainly the better side, you had more possession. You led by 3 points at the break, Maxi, but you should have really been further in front. And maybe when you reflect back on that during that period in the game, you knew that Meath was going to come back at you. That if you had knocked over more in that first half, that it might have been a different story.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think we went for goals a couple of times. You know, tap over points were on, and that would have made a difference. You know, we would have left ourselves. You know, we could have been 5-6 up at half time easily. But as I say, we weren't. You know, they got a massive score just before half time that brought it back to 3. And I suppose it was a signal of intent from what was going to happen in the second half. And then, you know, having given us every single kick out in the first half, they just squeezed the life out of us in the second. And we couldn't get our hands on the ball for large periods. And you know, it was just really hard to hold them at bay at that stage until we did start winning a few kickouts, and maybe they started tired and let us back in, and they just retreated into their shell. And once they got their nose in front, they were going to be very hard to reel in again.
Yeah, but you just got level after that period where they had that 6-point swing, and you thought maybe right, Donegal can knock on like what you did in the first half, Maxi. But you just got level, but that knock on, that kick on, never came.
No, yeah, we got back to 9 each, and then I think we had a couple of half goal chances. You know. That could have swung it, you know, in our favour, and would have, you know, made Meath come out and play again. But look, we just couldn't get our nose in front at that time, and you know, the quality of Emma Dugan showed in the end, with 2 brilliant points in the second half, in particular, that just outlined her quality. And the goddess in the run on a team like Meath are just so good on the ball when they have to move it through the hand. And you know, they came out one time there under serious pressure on their own full back line, and how they got out, I don't know. And you know, and then they got the field and that took it to 2, and then you were always looking at goal then after that. So no, there's too much to pull back.
Was it a bit much to ask, maybe beating the top 2 in the country within a 7-day period?
Yeah, look, it isn't. You know, you get a lot of momentum from, you know, beating the like of a Dublin, and coming at it 7 days later, you're still on a bit of a high. But yeah, look, bodies possibly were sore, but look, I don't think that was ultimately what happened to us. I think we had really some really good chance in the first half, and then probably give away some soft frees as well. I thought, you know, last week, you know, we probably got the 50-50s from the referee, and that helps you over the line. And I think, you know, Geraldine found it very hard to get a free there. Today she couldn't get a free kind at all. So, you know, those things don't help, you know.
Yeah. Just finally then, Maxi, listen, today's not today for any decisions, and people will take stock. You've been in the management position now since 2017. There's a lot of girls have a lot of miles in the legs there, that they're in their early 30s, and there could possibly be change on the horizon for Donegal. But the effort that this group has put in has been phenomenal over the last couple of years.
Yeah, look, it has been. No, they're an absolute credit to the county and to themselves, their families and their clubs. And but yeah, unfortunately, there is a lot of them with a lot of miles in the clock, and you know, there's some great girls have come through this year, like Amy Boyle-Card, an absolute stellar campaign. She's one of her best players, and you know, was flourished into a fabulous footballer. And you know, the likes of her, Roisin Rogers, Suzanne White, Sean McFadden, these kind of people, you know, played a lot of football this year, and hopefully the future, you know, looks good for us. But as I say, yeah, you have to wonder about some of the older warriors. You know, there's, as I say, a lot of miles in the clock, and it might just all and great for them.
Yeah, and I suppose I'm going to ask you as well, Maxi, you've had a lot of time with both Donegal and the senior ladies as well. You've put a huge effort in yourself.
Look, you do surely, but you know, it's a labour of love for us all. We can all whinge and complain, but we do it because we want to do it and we love to do it. And you know, and the county board have trusted and backed me for 5 years to do the job, and you know, I owe a lot of thanks to them and the players. You know, they have given me a huge commitment. So whatever decision is made anyway, it's not from lack of support from the people that you need it from. So look, we'll just see how the dust settles.
Yeah.